Black Lives Matter protesters riot in Rochester, harass restaurant patrons. By Hannah Blow on September 5, 2020. Black Lives Matter protesters took to the streets of Rochester Friday night, prompting authorities to declare a riot following the escalation of violence and destruction in the area. Protesters gathered in Rochester on Friday night following the recently released footage of the police-involved death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died of asphyxiation after being subdued and hooded by police in March. Police union head Michael Mazzio sparked further outrage after stating on Friday that officers were following training protocol. Demonstrators reportedly attempted to shut down area restaurants and can be seen harassing patrons and throwing chairs. "We're shutting your party down," one protester reportedly shouted at a patron. Activists reportedly chanted, "If you don't give us our shit, we shut shit down." The demonstration continued to descend into chaos, prompting authorities to declare it a riot and deploy various munitions, including pepper spray. Protesters reportedly hurled projectiles and incendiary devices at officers, three of whom were hospitalized for injuries including cuts and burns to their neck. According to ROC, 11 people were arrested as a result of Friday night's riot, three of whom were charged with felonies. Per the Democrat and Chronicle, Yaelon Johnson, 21, accused of first-degree rioting and inciting a riot. Jeremy Yeager, 22, accused of first-degree rioting. Barry M. Andrews, 25, accused of first-degree rioting. This week, Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren suspended the seven officers involved in the death of Prude, stating that the 41-year-old man was failed by the police department, our mental health care system, our society, and he was failed by me.